Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
That fear is just not a good enough reason to stay stuck. Sometimes I'm really scared to make a change. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into the unknown. What's over there?
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Today I have Sissy with me. I'm so excited because Sissy is a life and energy coach. She is best known among her millions of followers as a content creator and podcast host of That Bitch Is Positive podcast. She made it her mission to share relatable content on social media to help people reclaim their power and has since reached millions across all of her platforms. That's so admirable. Congratulations. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about relationships, being ghosted, heartbreak, all of those things, which I know my listeners love. So today's going to be such a good episode. My first question to you is, how can someone, because you talk a lot about ghosting, and I know that you're about to launch a book, which we'll talk about on the episode, but there's a very common theme of being ghosted on like my listeners. So how can someone stop getting ghosted?
I love talking about ghosting because we have this urge to try to control the other person, the person we're dating. Mm-hmm. We want so badly to force them to stay in our life, but we have to remember that it's frequency over force. You don't have to make yourself frustrated. You don't have to give yourself anxiety. You don't have to force people to stay in your life. Mm-hmm. Ghosting actually has nothing to do with the other person. It has to do with us, how we're broadcasting our energy, how we're holding ourselves, and what we're allowing people to do onto us. The moral of the story for ghosting, if you ghost yourself, other people are going to ghost you too. So if you ghost your wants, your needs, your desires, you don't speak up for yourself, other people are literally, they don't know that they're doing this, but subconsciously they see, oh, if that person doesn't care about themselves and it's so easy to walk all over them, I'm going to walk so far over them that I'm going to go in the complete opposite direction and leave their life. So it's not about, I have to worry about the people in my life and I have to try to tie them down. You have so much more power, so much more power. You're just not using it in the way that's conducive to your desires, but it's there, it exists. So if you can literally make a contract with yourself and say, I write your name, will no longer ghost my wants. I'm not going to ghost my needs. I'm not going to ghost what truly matters to me. Also values, if you meet someone and you like them, but you know they're not looking for a relationship, They don't want anything serious. Mm-hmm. You cannot be ghosting your values because you kind of like this person. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is they're not even playing us. We're playing ourselves now. Yeah, because sure. We knew. Yeah. We knew, but we're like, man, maybe I can convince them. No, no, no. Frequency over force.
Yeah.
Hold yourself how you want to be treated. Do not forget that you exist. Speak up for your needs. And people respect that. Mm-hmm. They actually get influenced by it and inspired. Hmm.
Do you have like a personal story as to like why you started talking about these topics? Like what inspired you to?
I went through a breakup and I could not understand how all these people around me were going through breakups and then they were fine a little bit later. I went to therapists, shamans, Reiki healers, and I was so focused on finding an answer in the world out there. And I realized the answer was within me. Mm-hmm. I was pedestaling other people. I was people pleasing. I had codependent issues, anxious attachment. If I wanted to feel better, I had to take accountability over what I was allowing, what I was doing. And this breakup caused me to read a book called The Power of Now.
That's my favorite book ever.
Oh,
I read it, yeah, I read it like every 2 months whenever.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And I always talk about it that people know.
Yeah. It's anyone listening, definitely.
It is very life changing. Yeah.
Yes. And that was the first time I just something within me said, there's more to life than this.
Yeah.
And I got to take my power back. I got to take control over what I'm doing. And that was a long relationship. It did feel like he ghosted me at the end because he cut us off. We were toxic at that point. But I started talking about it on TikTok and I realized I'm not the only one.
For sure.
I'm going to dive in. I want to have energetic excellence. I just want to get what it is I want. Like, mm-hmm. Why get mad when you can get everything?
Yeah.
And that's really what started this.
I love that. What do you think about when it comes to closure? Because a lot of people struggle with moving on because they don't have closure and they seek for it and they feel like they need it to move on. What's your take on closure?
First, I would ask myself, is it closure that I really want, or am I trying to get back into
the relationship? Or just more connection, yeah.
Yeah, am I trying to get back into the relationship? Am I actually trying to open something? Because I think a lot of the time we don't want closure, we want another chance. So first, check in with your intentions. Secondly, if this person could give you closure, don't you think they would have done it already? Like, if they really had the capacity to give you what you want, meet your needs, they would have done it already. I always think of a cat. I don't ask cats to bark. They can't. They meow. So we can't be asking people to do things they're simply not capable of. Mm. It has nothing to do with your worth. It has nothing to do with your value. It has to do with their lack of capability. I also think I do a lot of energy work. And when I felt like I needed closure from my ex, what you can do, and this is actually something, I have a 21-day breakup glow up challenge. Created it because of the things I went through to help people move through. And one of the days I actually walk whoever takes it through a meditation where you reconnect with your ex's higher self and you get the closure from them. Because the person on earth, while they have maybe some level of wisdom, they don't have the thing you're looking for, and that's why you're still looking for it.
Right.
But if you connect to their higher self, you can actually have a conversation
with
your ex's higher self. Get the closure that you need. Say what it is you haven't expressed to them that you want to get off your chest as well.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
You talk about something called the self-awareness assessment. Can you explain kind of what it is a little bit?
Yeah. I think a lot of us, and I'm so guilty of this too, but we go throughout our day and maybe we're stalking our ex today or spending too much time doom scrolling. And we don't realize how much of an effect our actions are having on our emotional body and our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I would just invite people to become aware of how they're spending their time. How much time are you doom scrolling? And what is this causing you to think about and feel about? I notice that when I am on my social media for too long, it does have a really negative effect on me. But if I'm on autopilot and I'm never, ever becoming conscious to how what I'm doing is affecting me, I can't break that cycle. And when you think about what we're doing on a daily basis, we kind of get into this hypnotic rhythm. And that's why it's hard to break habits.
Mm-hmm. Because not being present and just like,
yes. Yeah. It's like you drive to the gym and you don't even, You don't even remember the drive there. You're just somehow there. Mm-hmm. We're on autopilot. Mm-hmm. We're not conscious. And I think a lot of us are engaging with behaviors that are hurting us. So if you can, and all you do is write down, okay, I went to the gym at 9 a.m. This is how I felt after. I then doom scrolled for 2 hours. It was 2 hours. And this is how I felt after. Mm-hmm. These are the thoughts I'm having after. Mm-hmm. Get conscious of what you're doing and how it's affecting you. And you can do that on your phone or you can write it on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. But you have to wake up to how you're using your power, mm-hmm. how you're using your thoughts. And if you have a negative thought, fine, but you don't need to have a second negative thought. That is in your control to say, actually, I'm going to choose to pick a better feeling thought and change the direction of the rest of my day.
Mm-hmm. I feel like most of the times when we struggle to relationships go, especially when they're toxic and when we know it's over, it's mostly because we fear being alone. Like we don't necessarily fear the letting go of the person, but the way that we're going to feel after letting go of a person. So how can someone get over that fear of being alone is okay?
That fear is just not a good enough reason to stay stuck. It's never going to be. Sometimes I'm really scared to make a change. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into the unknown. What's over there? Mm-hmm. We have to realize our ego craves familiarity. So yeah, there is going to be that feeling of, I want to go back. I'd rather just be with them because being alone is too scary and I don't know how to date other people and this is all new. That fear will be there. Get ready, buckle up. It's not a good enough reason to stay stuck. Mm-hmm. And you have to think, sometimes I really think about, and sorry to say this, but death. Like one day we're all going to be dead. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to spend the little time that we have here in a relationship that you actually hate, mm-hmm. that isn't fulfilling, that you're bored and miserable? Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. I think there's something to be said in, if you're not there just yet, start working on your faith muscles. Mm-hmm. Look at your past experiences. When are times in your life that you thought everything was falling apart and 7 months later, everything fell together?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Make a list. I love writing things down. Make a list of every time that you thought it was terrible and look at this and say, damn, maybe I don't know it all. Mm-hmm. And loneliness, by the way, I think is really interesting because I know for me, I've been in a room filled with people and I felt completely alone. But there are times when I'm physically alone and I feel completely fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like loneliness is not really about our connection to others. It's about our connection to self and God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's why sometimes we feel alone in relationships. That's the worst feeling, I mm-hmm. think, because there's literally someone there and it feels like they're not.
Mm-hmm. And I've always said that it's scarier to end up with the wrong person than to end up alone.
Yes. 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 A billion times. Yes. We know the horror stories of what people go through after they get married when it doesn't work out. Take your time, okay? Get to know yourself before you rush into this relationship because it's just, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, you came all the way down to planet Earth to be a human and incarnate, and you have so much to offer for yourself. To give that up because of fear, well, we can't do that now. Mm-hmm. We can't act just from fear. Mm-hmm. What if we instead acted from faith? Mm-hmm. What if we placed more importance on that?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
What shifts can some...
Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistBeast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSUITIS for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSUITIS at checkout. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
One, start making in order to start attracting different relationships, because I feel like it's a very common thing also with people that listen to the podcast is like, I just ended a toxic relationship, but I keep repeating this pattern of attracting the same type of people. And sometimes it's just the universe telling you, like, you have to work on a certain trauma that you have, and this is why I'm sending you the same type of people. So what are those shifts that people can start
making? I like to look at the root, because for everything in this 3D world, and 3D world is just the world we experience, everything in this 3D world has an energetic root. So if you keep attracting same types of people, jobs, circumstance, emotional outcome, there's some energetic root that's still within you that's got to go. And we have to pluck the root like we would pluck a hair. When it comes to relationships specifically, what happens is our trauma becomes our type. And then we go for the same type of person with a different face. When we're growing up and we're babies, we get all this attention. Everyone's ooing and aahing at us. They love us. And this is something I talk about in my book. We create something I call an attachment map, where we learn a subconscious template on how to connect with others. Because eventually, as we go from that baby and everyone's ooing and aahing at us, we start to turn into a toddler and we don't get the same attention anymore. And suddenly we're fighting for that attention because we know mom and our dad has to fulfill our needs. Mom or dad has to have a roof over our head and put food on the table. Because we know that, we're so smart, we know we have to survive, we will manipulate ourselves in order to get love from, usually we crave love from one of our caregivers. So let's just say I crave love from my mother, who's working a lot, she's very emotionally distant, maybe physically there, but I can't connect to her. I will learn, my attachment map will be, I have to manipulate myself to get others to like me. Love is not something that is just given out. It's something I have to work earn. For. Yes. I have to pedestal my mom. And also, even when she does get closer to me, that's not safe, because there's going to be a time where she gets distance again. So what we do is, yeah, we age physically, but emotionally, that attachment map, that subconscious template, still in us. So as we're an adult and we're dating, we'll think, I couldn't master that dynamic with my mom, but you know what? I'm going to prove to my ego that I can master it now with more autonomy and power. And I'm an adult now in an adult world. So I'm going to get it right this time. So we have this pull, and this is so real. There will be 100 men in a bar. You will be pulled towards the one that energetically reminds you of your mom. And you'll know this. because we are constantly exchanging energetic files with the people that we're around. Mm-hmm. So that's how we know someone might be creepy, even though we have no evidence, or, you know, the new friend in the group who you do not like, you have no evidence, but you just have a feeling.
Person you don't like, you don't know why you don't.
Yeah, it's, we're picking up on energetic files. And so we will be pulled towards the person that reminds us of that caregiver because we're trying to master the situation and our trauma becomes our type. So if we can understand, it's really not about this dude. It's about the dynamic the dude gives us. Mm-hmm. That de-pedestals them right away because they're no longer like,
It's not about the person.
Yeah, it's about you actually. It's still and will always be about you and what you are moving towards because what you think you need to fix. So instead of going for chemistry, and what is chemistry but this chemical cocktail where we're like, oh my God, I love you, I need you, I don't know you. Instead of going for that, try something else and look for a cosmic connection. That's what I call it instead. And that's just when you meet someone, you actually feel, instead of obsessed with them, you feel safe with them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this feels like I've known this person forever. I'm not like freaking out, but it feels good to be around them. Mm-hmm. If you can look for a cosmic connection, safety, instead of feeling this chemistry, that's going to help you break the pattern. Mm-hmm. Also, you're de-pedestaling them because you understand the root. And thirdly, if you can make what you value your North Star instead of just looking for the hottest person ever, it will help you. They can still be really hot, but what do you value? Like, what do you want in a relationship? Have you ever even asked yourself what you want? Or do you only perceive yourself through the eyes of the men you're dating because you're so consumed with proving yourself? Mm-hmm. So what do you value? Do you want someone who is a protector and a provider? Do you want someone who feels like your best friend? Do you want someone who will go to the gym with you or make tacos with you? Like, what do you want? I'm going to say it again, but write it down. Get clear about it. Right. And make that what you're moving towards. You got to give your mind something to move towards. It can't just be all the trauma of your past.
Right. And also really ask yourself if the person that you're with right now would give you all of those things. Yeah. Because sometimes, like, we're manifesting a certain person, but our behaviors are not aligned with what we're manifesting. So it's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
You went through a very hard breakup and it taught you a lot of things about breakups. What are, like, your maybe main thing or three main things that you would say, like, this is how you actually get over a breakup?
One, don't put pressure on yourself. Time is really weird. And I think a lot of people say time heals all wounds. I don't believe that. I think it's what you do with the time.
I've always said that too.
Yeah, because if I'm going to the gym every day, but I'm eating like a box of donuts, and I say, well, I went to the gym for 3 months, but well, if I was eating donuts the whole time, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So use the time instead of allowing it to use you. And this would bring me to step or like point two is use a space they left you with and create beauty. There's going to be a lot of emotions running through your body, but emotions are just energy in motion. Mm-hmm. Instead of allowing the emotions to drag you down, create. Because emotions don't want to stay in your body. We can really only feel an emotion for like about 45 minutes, and then it might turn into something else and then come back later, but about 45 minutes. If you can say, what do I want to create? What's something I used to love to do as a kid or something I might want to get into, and start using that energy, transmute it from sadness, anger, misery, grief into creative energy. Because you have the power to do that. Mm-hmm. Energy is energy at the end of the day. Whether it's happy energy or sad energy, you can take energy and say, I'm going to use it as fuel to make that TikTok, to make that painting, to even go do a workout. Move your body. The emotions don't want to stay with you. They're moving through you. So if you can get some sort of channel to put the emotions in, it's going to help you. That's actually why I got onto TikTok. Because every night I feared the night because for whatever reason, the nights were the hardest.
Emotions always hit and went.
Yeah, you just start reminiscing and the nostalgia. And also this is the time I'd be cuddling with my person. And so every night I would get onto TikTok because I knew I needed to get the energy out. And the way I could do that and refocus on myself is by creating. The third thing I would say is because there's so much change happening during a breakup, which is a beautiful opportunity to level up your life because you're change is nature's way of disrupting so you can get what you want. You know, you're asking for more, now you're going to get more. And some things have to go.
Love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, it's heartbreaking, and it's beautiful, though. but when you're going through this, the third thing I would say is try to keep up with something that is familiar. You want to have one foot in the unknown because we have to be changing in order to be happy. If we wore the same thing every day, ate the same food every day, have the same convo every day, we would get bored. We actually need change. We actually, on many levels, want change. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a change comes with emotions that we're like, ugh, don't love that. But we do want change. Mm-hmm. So one foot will be in change and trying new things and learning a new hobby or something like that. But also try to keep one foot in the familiar. What's something that you do on a daily basis that makes you feel grounded and good? Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's cooking a healthy meal.
And also don't depend that on someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if your person was your safety, maybe you have to ask yourself, well, how can I create that safety for myself? Mm-hmm. And you can create certainty in your life by having a habit that you just do every day that's healthy for you.
For you.
And that's what I would recommend.
Cece, thank you so much for today's conversation. Such an amazing episode. To close it off, I want to ask you a question that I ask everybody that comes on Amaze Me, and that is, what does healing mean to you?
That's a good question. I think healing just means to be human, honestly, because what are any of us doing but trying our best? Mm-hmm. And I think healing it's fun because it's so messy. And I think there's a little part of us all that wants that little mess because it allows us to just be authentic. Mm-hmm. But I really think it means being authentically human, mm-hmm. and letting go of the behaviors you thought you had to engage with in order to be loved. Mm-hmm. I think it means letting go of who you think you have to be in order to be successful. And it means being brave enough to say, I'm willing to step into my true frequency. I'm willing to go out there and just see what life has to offer me. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it means.
I love that. Thank you so much. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Vibin with Cece. It's V-I-B-I-N with C-I-I-C-I-I. And they can find the 21 Day Breakup Globe Challenge there. They can find Show Up As Her, my upcoming mm-hmm. book, April 30th. I'm so excited.
So excited. This episode is probably going to come out after that.
That's fine. Yeah. It will be out then for everyone mm-hmm. to...
If everyone wants to read.
Yeah. It's all about positive manifestation, relationships, the subconscious templates, and dating that we talked about. I give a lot of spiritual tools, but also practical tools that people can do just on a daily basis. And all the things are on my Instagram and my podcast as well, That Bitch Is Positive. You can find through my Instagram.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. I Miss Me Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, literally everywhere. Don't forget to follow me on social media at MafianSuites everywhere. And don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, if you guys want to go get your hoodie. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for watching. With love, Mafi.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.